This morning, God wants me to talk about the journey beyond. Now, he gave me this. I was going to give it last Wednesday, but we didn't have church because of snow. But in the meantime, after that, then Bill and Marsha Burns put this on their site. For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see spiritually, I will open to you realms of glory that are beyond your imagination. I will show you things beyond your human understanding. You will transcend far above carnality to know me more intimately. But your affection and desire must be for me and not the world, says the Lord. Is to come. So I wanted to read that because that's what this journey beyond is all about. Going places you've never gone before. Now let's go ahead and start with Father God, I just thank you and I praise you for the opportunity to give forth your word. And I'm asking that the spiritual ears be opened and the eyes be opened, Father God, so they can see, and the ears be opened so they can hear, and the spirit man be able to take everything they see and hear down into the spirit. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you that you are taking us on a journey, a new journey. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, that you are with us and you're not against us. And I thank you that you've given us every opportunity to come higher with you and to be more intimate with you so we can be those that you are taking on this journey. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I've just heard God say, I'm to tell you that you are to not to be playing church. You are to be church and you are to be about the Father's business. So he called this journey beyond. And let's read Exodus 13, starting at verse 17. Then it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. You see, Abraham already told them God was going to come. So they took their journey from Succoth and camped at Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. I wanted to stop here. I'm reading this verse to show you how God took the children on a journey. And then in verse 21, how he led them. He just didn't take them, start them on a journey and lead them. He stayed with them all the way. And this, he will stay with us all the way in this new journey he's calling, taking us to. And verse 22 says, he did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. All right, so we hear that when God led the Israelite children, he led them with a cloud by day and a fire by night. That had never been done before. All right, that had never been done before. This adventure we are on with God is a journey, and we never know how God is going to take us through this journey. All right? So don't question him, just follow him, and just let him lead you where he wants to lead you. All right, then God says, I so desire to take my children on a journey beyond what they have ever experienced. This journey will take them to unknown places and experience unknown things. On this journey, many aspects of heaven will be revealed to those who are extremely desirous to learn more of heavenly places. I really want you to listen to what you're reading. On this journey, you will experience what it's like to walk in the supernatural continually as my son Jesus did. There will be no question whatsoever that you are truly living a supernatural lifestyle that will not subside. My children have been so content to live beneath what I have called them into. Yes, this is surely a different disposition of time, and some will not want to go there, and some will not believe, but I am calling those who want to go places nobody has gone before. So my question to you, are you one of these? Do you really want to go places nobody else has ever gone before? You want to experience things that nobody else has ever experienced before. And if you say yes, then you have to be prepared for people to make fun of you, to say that you know you're not of God. But you have to go ahead, because what you'll do is you'll say things and do things that people have never heard before, and they're going to come against you for that. God went on to say, this will be a total submission to all that I call you forth to do. There will be no second guessing, nor no questions asked. See that? Can't ask no questions. Test. When I'm going to test you, don't ask any questions. It is a total faith experience, and you shall surely experience many things you have not encountered before. So are you really, really ready to encounter things you've never encountered before? You really have to ask yourself that question. Are you really ready for this? Because if you're not, God won't come and visit you. You have to determine your heart, and God knows your heart, whether or not you want to encounter all the things he wants to take you into. God says this journey will take you to the very core of my being, and you shall speak mysteries to my peoples. You see, this is a new dispensation of time, and this is a completely new group of souls that you will be ministering to. It's not going to be the church. It's going to be those souls out there that have not heard Jesus. The old ways will not work. There are newer and different ways we will be operating in. This is why I told you that I could not use your old wineskins. Your wineskins had to be brand new, so they will not explode with all the mysterious journeys we are going to be going on. I don't care what you've done up to this point. Those things no longer work. God says here there's going to be brand new things that we're going to be operating in. So don't try to make the old things work. And if the old things aren't working, say, okay, God, that must be an old thing. So now tell me what the new thing is, how I need to be operating now. All right. Time, and God says, times and seasons change continually. Nothing stands still. Progress is always just that, progress. And you must be ready to move. With the cloud by day and the fire by night, as the Israelite children did. Are you really ready to move with God whenever he calls you to move? Are you really ready to give up your lifestyle and just be working with God continually 24/7? You have to ask yourselves these type of questions. God said, surely I tell you that nothing on this earth is going to be the same. And if you allow me to, I will take you beyond what is transpiring today and show you the future and my plans for the future. He said, if you allow me to, I will take you beyond what is transpiring today and show you the future and my plans for the future. He says, children, you must be aware that when I lead, I don't lead as you would expect me to, for I know what the future holds and you do not. Don't be trying to dictate to God how to lead you. That's what he's saying. God says, I know every twist and turn that is going to be taking place on this journey beyond. Always remember, I wrote the book. I created this world and all that pertains to it, so I know how to lead you on this journey beyond. Then Genesis 22 verse 1 says, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. See, he already knew he wasn't going to do anything to his son. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. He didn't get upset, did he? He said, "God's going to provide." He knew his God. Do you know your God that well? It's a question here. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But see what God did? He waited the last minute. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." See, he was being tested. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered up for a burnt offering instead of his son. As we see by this story, out of the ordinary things happen when you allow God to lead the way. Out of the ordinary things happen. In other words, it's not norm when you allow God to lead the way. Too many of the body of Christ have been trying to lead the way, and that's what's gotten him in the way. And God hasn't been able to do what he's wanted to do, but we're in a new dispensation of time, and God is saying, if you want to lead, then I don't have any use for you, because God wants to lead. And God said, on this journey, I will take some of you into the business arena, and I will show you things that have never been accomplished before. I will also give you ways to heal my peoples with my natural ingredients that I've placed upon this earth. So many different things are going to be taking place, and I need those who have a flair for adventure and not afraid to take that leap of faith. So do you have a flair for adventure? And I know the ones of you that are really, God is really pulling forth, you do have a flair for adventure. And I can just see how God is really going to use you guys to do great and mighty exploits. And I'm excited to see how you react to what God is calling you forth to do. I really am. God says, you will hear me say many times, this is the way, walk ye in it. And you'll find that in Isaiah 30:21. There will be times you will want to go one way because this is the familiar way. God, this is God speaking, but I will not allow you to go that way because that way will no longer work. All right? And God's been telling us for quite a few years, don't want what you used to. That's not going to work any longer. God says, John the Baptist came and led my people. No, I skipped. I'm sorry. God said, you see why I'm calling those that have an adventurous spirit. You would need that kind of spirit if you're going to go on the journey beyond what you're used to. Some of you do have an adventurous spirit. I can vouch for that. And that's exciting, you know, because that's what God wants and desires. John the Baptist came and led my people on a new journey. They called him a wild man because he lived in the forest, eating nothing but honey and locusts, and taught repentance. Then my son Jesus came along and led them further on that journey beyond what they had ever heard before. Now it is your turn to take my people on the journey beyond what they are used to, but before you can lead others, you yourself must go on the journey beyond with me. God speaking, will you go on this journey beyond with me? Will you place all your inhibitions at my feet and just blindly follow your father into this unknown journey beyond? Blindly. And John 21:25 says, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written in one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And then John 20:30 says, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. So I put those two scriptures down while God put them to my remembrance, but I know why, because he wants you to see, you know, he's going to ask you to do something that's not written in the word. This happened to me when I first started, and this is where I first saw these two scriptures. Even though it's not written in the Word, it doesn't mean it's not of God. But don't go out there and do something dumb, because God won't be with it. You make sure whatever you're doing is because this is what God has told you or asked you to do. All right? God wanted to say, these things that you will accomplish on this journey beyond, you have never heard of before. See, you haven't heard of anything God's taken you into. But all will know that I sent you, and all will know that you have spent time in my presence. You see that? When they look at you, they're going to know that you have been spending time with God, and it is God that's leading, guiding, and directing you. They will know without a shadow of a doubt that it's not your flesh, but they will know that it's God leading you to do these things. God said the supernatural will flow continually wherever you go, and the enemy will continually bow his knee to my servants that carry this anointing. See that? The supernatural will flow continually wherever you go, and the enemy will continually bow his knee to my servants that carry this anointing. God went on to say, are you going to be one that carries this special anointing? You need to really think about this morning. Are you going to be the one that will stand before the enemy and he will scream for mercy? Isn't that what it did with Jesus? Are you going to be the one that forsakes all and just follows me? Then you shall surely go on this journey beyond your wildest dreams. You shall accomplish everything my word tells you you can accomplish. You will be a forerunner into this new journey beyond, and you will pave the way for others to follow. You see this? This is a forerunner church, and so now we're getting ready to go do things that nobody else has done before. You know, we came on the scene where we were doing deliverance, and nobody was doing deliverance in this area or other places, and we were ridiculed and everything else. But now look where deliverance is everywhere now. And so now we're taking, as a forerunner church, God's taken us into a new arena that people have not entered into before. And so whenever they come against you and criticize you, you could just say to yourself, I'm a forerunner. And eventually down the road, everybody's going to catch on and everybody's going to be doing what God's called us forth to do. In other words, don't quit just because it has not been done before. When I first came on the scene too, God had me do all these 40-day fasts. And everybody said, she's crazy, she's the devil, you're going to die. But now look, that's all you hear is fasting, isn't it? Everybody's fasting. So, guys, if you're going to be a forerunner, you have to be brave. You have to be bold. You cannot be one that's going to shy away just because somebody talks about what you're doing. All right, you will be a forerunner into this new journey beyond, and you will pave the way for others to follow. That is why you have to be adventurous, totally submissive. Come on, adventurous sounds good, but totally submissive is a different agenda. And extremely desirous of heavenly places. I think you all do well except for the extremely, but totally submissive thing. I think you have to work on that just a little tiny bit. Amen. To see what you have to be, you will be a forerunner into this new journey beyond, and you will pave the way for others to follow. That is why you have to be adventurous, totally submissive, and extremely desirous of heavenly places. And John 14:12 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. What kind of works? Greater. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. All right, Jesus said, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Why? So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, that's what God said. And then I ran across another article yesterday that goes along with what God just said to me last week before Wednesday, because it's supposed to be Wednesdays. And this is what this person wrote. I believe the Holy Spirit has moved and lifted the body of Christ into a vast new realm in the Spirit. Some time ago, the Holy Spirit pulled me into a vision where he stood me at a literal doorway and threshold in the Spirit. Beyond the doorway was the vast new realm where he was taking the body of Christ. New realm. The vastness of the expanse of the realm seemed as large as an entire galaxy. I was diminished in its presence, feeling no larger than a speck of dust. It is a realm where God will perform many impossible creative acts for with and through those who are believing what he promises. He is going to perform many impossible creative acts for and with and through those who are believing what he promises. Are you qualified for that this morning? Great adventures of kingdom growth and conquest are assigned here in this realm in the Spirit. This includes a further revealing of things written in the heavenly scrolls, books of our identities in Christ and our identities in God. What did he say? This includes a further revealing of things written in the heavenly scrolls or books of our identities in Christ and our identities in God. As we go higher with God into these in places where we've never gone to before, we're going to find out more about ourselves and where we are in God and what his plan is for our lives. When God releases revelation, it is for the purpose of changing things from the earthly to the heavenly. So put on your faith and buckle in for the ride. So when God releases revelation, it is for the purpose of changing things from the earthly to the heavenly. And this whole prophetic word that we read here this morning is doing exactly that. He's taking us from this earthly realm, transporting us to the heavenly realm. And in the heavenly realm, we will stay. And the only time we're going to come down to the earthly realm is whenever God has something for us to do. The body of Christ is, like God said, has been content in the state that they're in. But there's so much more that God wants to take us into. There's so much more excitement and adventure that's out there that nobody has, the body of Christ has not yet tapped into. Why? Because we've been content with what we have. And I don't know about you, but I've been discontent for quite a few years now. God, I know there's more to you than what we're doing. Right now, it just is, it's dull, it's mundane. It's the same things day after day after day. And then I know that there's more that you want us to do. Well, this is the time. He's getting ready to take us into that place that we've been crying out for him to take us into. Now, God's question to you this morning is, are you going to answer God's call today to be one of those who are adventurous, totally submissive, to go beyond where you're at today? Go beyond where you're at today. You say, well, I'm really doing a great and mighty works for God, but there's still greater things that he has for you to do. This is just the beginning of what he wants you to do. Don't stay where you're at. Don't be content where you're at right now. There are multitudes after multitudes after multitudes of souls out there that God wants you guys to minister to. And you're not going to be able to minister to them properly if you don't go on that journey beyond what you've already accomplished for God. Because things are different. You all know that things are not the same today as they were a week ago. The world is changing drastically. The way things happen is changing drastically. Everything's changing. So you're going to have new tools to minister to these people. What you have is not enough. God wants to give you those new tools. He wants to give you that new anointing that I'm hearing him say will lift you higher than you've ever been lifted before, so that you can be trained through the heavenly portals, be trained on how to minister to these people that he's going to bring into the house of God. All right, so you might have a vast auditorium of people who've never been saved, and all these people run up to be saved, but what happens to them after they get saved? Somebody has to minister to them, but just not a somebody. It has to be somebody that's been in the presence of God and knows what's going on in this dispensation of time, and that you have the anointing to set that person free and to bring them forth in total victory. You know, leaders should make leaders. And if you're a leader, then whenever you're ministering to people, you should be ministering to them, setting them free so they can become a minister, to minister to others. One person cannot do the job. One person, if it was, then God wouldn't have call everybody. We need to work together, band together in unity, one mind and one accord to do this great work that God's calling us forth to do. And this journey beyond, when God was telling me this, you know, and I was writing it down, there was such an anointing in the atmosphere as he was giving it. And I knew that we are headed for something so much further than we could ever even imagine in the spirit realm. And I knew that whenever we came back, we were going to be so strongly anointed that the devil would have to leave. He wouldn't have no choice, that he is going to have to leave so that you can go ahead and minister to those people in the fullness of who they truly are. Not somebody captured, you know, not some shell with somebody, you know, the devil inside them, but totally, completely emptied out of all demonic influences and just God's anointing pouring through them. Now, are you really, really, really ready to go on this supernatural journey with God? Are you really, really ready to lay aside everything that so easily besets you and just follow God with all of your heart? You know, you this is so very serious, and you have to really take this very, very seriously. You just can't take it just like you used to. We are in a new dispensation. Things are getting worse, but God wants his anointing to be stronger than worse. He wants us to be so full of his anointing that I don't care where we go, we'll set the captives free. Just by reaching out and touching your hand, just like Jesus did, walking the streets, you know, and Peter and them, just their shadows, touching the people and healing them. Everybody in here, you probably have just been going through a season of pure hell. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong, and especially with your health, in your finances. But this was a testing time. Now, God wants to lift you out of the testing time into the receiving glory time. And if you want that this morning, God's ready to give that to you. And what you won't do anymore is you won't complain about every little thing that comes down the road. But you'll just receive whatever God has given you for what he means it to be. To grow you up. To make you strong. Where the enemy can never tear you down again. The altar's open.